Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I am Eric Garthy, and we are in class with Hosea, Lessons on Amazing Love. In this session, we'll be looking at Hosea chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, and verses 14 to 20, God's deliverance in love. This session is focused on loved ones bound by the power of sin, an unfaithful marriage partner, a non-Christian, maybe a rebellious son or daughter. Do you believe Satan is a personal being? Do you believe there's no devil? Or you have no idea? Well, I suggest that you grab a pen and some paper, because we're going to talk about spiritual warfare through three questions. Number one, how does one get into bondage to sin? How does one get into bondage to sin? Well, look at 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. The lust of the flesh, these are actions. The lust of the eyes, those are things. And the pride of life is position in life. The world is constantly serving up temptations. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 says, Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. And then verse 15 indicates that his ministers, other angels, do the same thing. Christianity is a continuous spiritual battle. You're either a soldier for Christ or POW, prisoner of war, to Satan. So, that brings up a second question. What keeps someone in bondage to sin? Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5, the Apostle Paul says, For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Strongholds are sin habits that we have. Arguments and high things are false reasonings that tend to keep us in those sin habits. And number three, the third question is, how is bondage to sin overcome? Sin habits must be broken. False reasoning must be defeated. And every thought must be conquered. In the book of Hosea, we read about a love story. A love story with a very unusual twist. It tells of the marriage relationship between God's prophet Hosea and his prostitute wife, Gomer. They had children named No Mercy and Not Mine. And she continues in the sin of immorality. This love story pictures God's dealings with the rebellious Israelites. How is the situation dealt with? Well, first, God builds a hedge of thorns around Gomer to wall her in. Second, Gomer's lovers lose interest. She chases them, but she can't catch them. And then third, Hosea then courts her love again. I will allure her, he says. The key to freeing someone from the power of sin is revealed here. God holds the ultimate power to free them. We must learn how to wage spiritual war. scoring a touchdown in a football game is pretty straightforward. The big linemen block out the tacklers. The smaller and faster players keep the path clear. And the ball carrier runs in for the score. Straightforward. Each player must do his job. Simple. However, the opposition has a plan of its own to stop the play. Spiritual warfare is only for qualified Christians. It's like the fine print in a car commercial. This stunt performed by trained professionals. Don't try this at home. Saved by the blood of Christ, walking in obedience to the word, promptly dealing with sin, maintaining a clear conscience before God. Let me give you 5 steps in freeing loved ones from the power of sin. First, ask God to bind the enemy and build a hedge of thorns. Hosea chapter 2, first part of verse 6. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up your way with thorns and wall her in. Mark chapter 3 and verse 27 says, Jesus said, no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds a strong man, and then he will plunder his house. God's binding stops Satan's power. God's building a hedge makes wrong influences lose interest and leave. Listen, it's good to bind the bee's nest before attempting to burn it. You got to keep them in there. They can't escape, and then you burn it. Because if you just start to burn it, they're going to come out, and they're going to be really upset with you. Promises and principles of Scripture. We're talking about God's will. Unfaithful marriage partner. God joined them. Matthew chapter 19 and verse 6. So then, they are no longer two but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. A non-Christian to be saved. 1 Timothy 2:4. God, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. A rebellious child. We're talking about victory over sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 13, verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. So, we need to first ask God to bind the enemy and build a hedge of thorns. Second, be alert to the effects of the hedge. Look at the second part of verse 6 and verse 7 of Hosea 2. So that she cannot find her paths. She will chase her lovers, but not overtake them. Yes, she will seek them, but will not find them. Then she will say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then it was better for me than now. She will not find her path. That's confusion. Chase lovers, but not catch them, and then choose to return to her husband because it was better. That's good memories. And then third, establish fellowship. Forgiveness is crucial. Hosea chapter 2, verses 14 to 20. Forgiveness, Jake Griffin, the character on the TV series The 100, he said, forgiveness is not about what people deserve. Yeah, that's right. Look at verse 14, down to verse 20. Therefore, behold, I will allure her, will bring her into the wilderness and speak comfort to her. I will give her vineyards from there and the valley of Achor as a door of hope. She shall sing there as in the days of her youth, as in the day when she came up from the land of Egypt. And it shall be in that day, says the Lord, that you will call me my husband and no longer call me my master. For I will take from her mouth the names of the Baals, and they shall be remembered by their names no more. In that day I will make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, with the birds of the air, and with the creeping things of the ground. Bow and sword of battle I will shatter from the earth. I will make them lie down safely. I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. That allure her into the wilderness. Get alone. Speak comfort. Gentle, loving words. Give her vineyards. Purpose. Security. The valley of Achor. That's the place of Achan's sin at Jericho. A door of hope. Scars of sin end up becoming a witness. That's what happened what happened to Achan for Israel. Betrothed forever. That's commitment. And shall know the Lord. That's the principles of Scripture in our mind and heart. And then fourth, tear down false reasoning with truth. John 8:32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We're talking about self-acceptance versus self-rejection. We're talking about submission to authority versus rebellion. A clear conscience versus guilt or condemnation. Forgiveness versus bitterness. Yielding rights versus anger. Moral freedom versus immoral habits. Power in Christ versus self-effort. But you see, there's a warning in here also with sadness. Fifth, you got to turn over to God if rebellion continues for correction to repentance. The hedge is removed. The hedge is removed. Several times in Scripture, the hedge is removed. Hedge removed from rebellious Israel. Isaiah 5:5. And now please let me tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it shall be burned, and break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. The hedge was removed from the immoral man in 1 Corinthians 5:5. Deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. The hedge was removed from Hymenaeus and Alexander. 1 Timothy 1:19-20. Having faith and a good conscience, which some, having rejected concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Hedge was removed from Job's children. Job 1:12-18-19. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Verse 18. While he was still speaking, another came and said, your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you. Listen, hopefully this last step won't be necessary. Be committed to use spiritual weapons to wage war in spiritual matters of sin. The book of Hosea is a great story of God's love, God's amazing love, talking about his indictment and rejection, but his promise of restoration, and then his actual restoration. But this love story between Hosea and Gomer, while it pictures the relationship of God with Israel, it also serves a picture for us to turn into a way of seeking to restore broken relationships in our lives as well. You consider all this as we conclude this look at the book of Hosea, and you have a great day.